1 Peter chapter 3 says, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God." Christ, the Messiah, the promised one, Jesus, who God from all eternity became human so that he could suffer in our place. It says he suffered not for no reason. It wasn't some random accident that some unfortunate circumstances that led up to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "This is why I came. This is the whole reason I became human, was so that I could suffer, but not just suffer for the sake of experiencing suffering for a purpose." It says, "Christ suffered for sins." And the beautiful thing about Jesus is, just think for a minute. How many times have you sinned? Just think for a minute. And I think we underestimate our offense toward a holy God. Because, well, okay, I haven't killed anyone today. I haven't stolen anything today. You can go down the list, and Jesus takes it further and he says, "Well, have you had animosity in your heart toward your brother? You've committed murder. Have you looked with lust in your heart? You've committed adultery. Have you looked at something somebody else has and wanted it? You're coveting. You're stealing." And then there's those things that, to him who knows the good that he ought to do and doesn't do it, to him that is sin, according to James. So that time that I thought, "Oh, it'd be really nice to write a note of encouragement or say that thank you," or just and you let it go. God says, "I gave you an opportunity to bless someone and you sinned. So now let's think, okay, how many good opportunities have I had this morning that I've just let go?" And there's 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, 52 weeks in a year, 365 days in a year. You multiply that out of the course of your, let's say, 50 to 80 years of existence. And it's ridiculous when you think of it in those terms. We think, "I'm not that bad. I mean, I look around and there's people who do horrific things. I haven't done any of those. I'm not that bad." And yet we're comparing ourselves with other people. And God says, if you do that, you're a fool. We have to compare ourselves with perfection and say, how far do I fall short? I am an offense toward a perfect, good, righteous, holy God because I'm a sinner. I was created to bring him praise, to bring him worship, to bring him glory. How often do I, I'm living for myself today? That's an offense toward our Creator. Christ also suffered once for sins. Now, the amazing thing about Jesus is when we put it in that perspective and multiply at times the amount of people that have lived in this planet, the amount of sin is unfathomable. I can't wrap my brain around that. And yet, Jesus, because of who he was, because of who he is as God in the flesh, his sacrifice, his substitute, you think back to the Old Testament sacrifice, well, once a year they had to bring their lamb, slit its throat, confess their sins on its head and present it as an offering to God. And they'd turn around and yell at each other on the way home, and it's like, well, we got to come back and do that again next year. Jesus suffered once as the perfect Lamb of God because his sacrifice as God in the flesh was of infinite value. His sacrifice is able to cover your sins, all of your sins, even the ones you haven't done yet. And if you think, well, but you don't know me, you don't know what I've done, Jesus knows. And Jesus knew what you would do that day where he, it says, bore our sins in his body on the tree, because his sacrifice is of infinite value. Christ suffered once for sins. The righteous for the unrighteous. My sins before God make me unrighteous. I'm a lawbreaker. Jesus was absolutely perfect, never sinned, never didn't do something he had the opportunity good to do. Perfectly kept the law in my place. The righteous for the unrighteous. I come as a sinner with all my baggage, with all my garbage, and say, this is all I have. And Jesus says, I will take that and dispose of it, and I will give you my perfect righteousness. My perfect record is credited to you. And notice the purpose. Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. The goal is to reconcile, to bring us back into fellowship, into relationship, into communion with the living God who created us for his glory, for his pleasure, who loves us, who wants to enjoy spending time with us. And when our sins now are out of the way, his wrath is now turned aside. It's been poured out on his son Jesus. Now he can pour out affection toward us. We are brought to God. That's the purpose of our salvation, is to be restored into that right relationship, that intimate relationship, that fellowship, that communion with our God, our Creator who loves us. That's what we do this morning. We've got bread and juice. It's a reminder. Jesus said, do this as often as you do it in remembrance of me. To turn our eyes back to the cross where Jesus paid our price, to reflect on what he did for us in our place as our substitute, so that we can now, today, this morning, together as a body of believers, gather together and be in the presence of God together, singing his praise, reflecting on his awesomeness, enjoying him together. That's what we get the privilege of doing today because of Jesus, because of what he did for us on the cross. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks and pass out the bread and the juice. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you've put your trust in what Jesus did for you on the cross, I'd invite you to take a piece of bread, take a cup of juice, and remember with us. Hold on to that. We'll all be served, and then we'll take that together. Let's thank him. Jesus, infinite God, you didn't have to. You were not obligated in any way, but you chose to lay aside your privileges, your rights, become a human, take on flesh, so that that flesh could be abused and mistreated and mangled and executed as a substitute for sinners, rebels like us. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for dying in my place, being my substitute, taking all my sin, so now I can stand before a holy, righteous, good God, totally forgiven, accepted, loved. We can stand before you together as your saints, holy ones. Not because we deserve it or we earned it. We earned the opposite. But because you give by your free grace as a gift your righteousness to sinners like us. Thank you for what you did. Thank you for this bread and this juice. Let it remind us again of Jesus, what you did for us, the great cost at which our salvation was purchased. Thank you for the gift of a right relationship with a holy God, intimate fellowship with you, the privilege of enjoying your presence now and the prospect of enjoying you forever, never being separated. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus, we remember, we worship, we adore you. We say thank you. His body broken for you, eat. His blood poured out for you, drink.